Our CES 2015 coverage is proudly powered by the Microsoft Store. Show it on the big screen with the wireless display adapter. Make the grade with Office 365 University, or get the tablet that can replace your laptop with the all-new Surface Pro 3. The Microsoft Store has it all for everyone. So go get your favorite gadget at f5live.tv/Microsoft.
It's Nick with F5Live.tv, part of the Tech Podcast Network at TPN.tv here at Shortcut Labs, introducing a new product that's really cool. We're looking at the Flick, right?
Yes, this is the Flick. It's a wireless shortcut button that can trigger any function on your smartphone with a single press of a button. So it's pretty much like extracting your favorite apps and services and functions from your phone into a physical push button. So you can preset your specific functions, like there's three ways to trigger the Flick. One press, double press, and hold, meaning that you can have three different functions per flick.
Cool. So how exactly does it work? Someone who doesn't know, you know, too much about their smartphone, is it easy for them to get started with the product?
Yeah, it's really easy. You just buy Flick, you will download the Flick app. When you download the Flick app, you just press Flick, it will pop up on your screen, and then you set those specific functions that you want your button to do. So it's like, just like, I want this on one click, this on double click, and this on hold. And then just ready to go. Just stick them around your house or wear them like a distress button, or when you're out jogging, you know, keeping track of your run keeper or changing songs on Spotify, for example.
Awesome. So how did this idea kind of get started? It's definitely an interesting thing that I've not seen too much about. What sparked this idea?
The idea actually originated from my co-founder, Joachim, who wanted to quit tobacco. Being an engineer, he developed an app with a big green button on the screen. But the general idea was he should press the button every time he took a tobacco. And then, like, being too hard to just pick up the phone, unlocking the screen, finding that app, and then pushing that button, he was like, this simple action is still so hard to do, and this should be an easier way. And that's why he was like, I should do a physical push button. And that's where the idea came from, and that's how we formed a team, and me and Amir, who are the other two co-founders, we started from there and just built the product.
Awesome. So you guys are on Indiegogo, you had a campaign, and from what I was talking with off camera, you guys reached your goal in 30 hours, right?
Yeah, we are live on Indiegogo at this point. We have 2 weeks left. In 30 hours, we reached our 80,000 funding goal, which was really amazing. And now we're around $500,000, which is really cool. It's really great for being a Swedish startup. We're really excited, and we love that people share our vision that, you know, the way that we communicate with smartphones is really obsolete, and that we should have new ways to interact with them, or more intuitive ways. And nothing can be more intuitive than an actual push button.
So let's talk about intuitive ways and intuitive things you can do with the Flick. You have a couple of partners that are already on board or signing up to integrate with their application as well, right?
Sure. So one of our launching partners was Logitech with their Harmony Hub. It's a Harmony, it's a smart home hub to control your Sonos player or Sonos speakers or Xbox or Apple TV. And it was really a great partner to partner up to show the great use case within the home automation sphere or the home automation niche, where you actually have a push button to control these functions, not having to pick up the phone and doing those, you know, all those steps again. Another integration that we had was with Spotify. So Spotify premium users can use Flick to control their Spotify app. So for example, when they're out running or when they're coming home and watching TV, they want to change song or something like that. Yeah.
Awesome. So, and what if you don't have your app, your app's not available with Flick right now? You have an open SDK, right? You can develop your own application.
Yeah, that's correct. So the general idea was that, I mean, we're engineers. We love what we're doing. We want people to share our vision. We see that Flick is really, a great tool, a complementary tool to a lot of different services that are out there. So we want to build like this ecosystem around Flick, and Logitech Harmony Hub was a great example within the home automation. Spotify is within the music. I mean, it's really just trying to inspire people to say like, okay, this is something that I want to have in my app. You know, nothing can be more intuitive than a push button. It opens up so many more possibilities. So it's really, that's what we are striving for. That's why we're building this open API, so third-party app developers can build support for our buttons in their application. It's really simple, it goes really fast, and just, I mean, it's going to be open when we launch.
That makes sense. So, Flick, pricing and availability. When can people get it? What do you have it listed for? What's it available for? All that detail.
Yeah, I mean, Flick is available on Indiegogo at this point. It costs, for a six pack, it's $99. For a single Flick, it's $27. And then you get a clip-on. And then also, I mean, when we ship, it's in March. That's the expected date. For the early backers, the ones that came in the beginning, now we have already sold over 25,000 products, which is, you know, now we have an extended line on that one. So the expected date is around April.
Excellent. So Pranav, I thank you for your time. I wish you and your team the best of luck. And if you guys want more from 2015 International CES, be sure to check out F5Live.tv or the Tech Podcast Network at TPN.tv. Whether you want to get your game on with the Xbox One, get productive with the Office 365 suite, or of course get your hands on the latest gadgets, the Microsoft Store has that available for you. Laptops, games, tablets, consoles, and more can be found at the Microsoft Store by going to F5Live.tv/Microsoft.